This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're joined today by the Honorable Randy Feenstra. He represents the big 4th Congressional District of Iowa. Great to see you.
Tony, it's great to be on with you. So many of my producers listen to you, so it's just an honor and privilege to be here today.
Well, thank you. Now, first, I'm going to tee one up for you. Pun intended. Baseball.
We got congressional. Yeah, congressional baseball. Democrats versus Republicans played in Washington Nationals Field tonight. About 25,000-30,000 people, all for helping a lot of fundraising donations. We raised about $1.2 million to help kids around D.C. So it's a huge event, lots of fun. And of course, me being a Republican, they plan to win. I'll play first base.
Now, you're playing first base for a team that actually won last year for the first time in
Exactly right. So we want to make it two in a row. That's the goal.
Okay. Well, dare I stray off from baseball here, which is a lot of fun to talk about, but rural energy is another pretty big topic as well. What are you watching there?
Yeah, this is such a big topic for rural America and the Midwest. You know, we produce an incredible amount of biofuels, whether it be ethanol and biodiesel, and we have to protect that. Obviously, we want to make sure we're energy independent, and we can do that by using ethanol and biodiesel. But what we're seeing is foreign entities buying our farmland, which really creates a protection problem. Actually, 33 million acres are owned by foreign entities. That's the size of Iowa. So I created a bill, the DARE Act, to defend American Energy Act, to stop China and other foreign adversaries buying our farmland. Again, it's a problem because it creates energy. It creates the resource of corn and soybeans to produce ethanol and biodiesel.
Another area, anytime we're talking about China, this kind of comes up as well. Exports, that's a hot topic.
Yeah, exports, again, is so important. And, you know, we wish we could be doing more with exports. And we look at the commodity markets right now, and there's a real concern, especially when it comes to the hog production and pork. There's low dollars for the producers right now, and a lot of it has to do with exports. But the big thing that we also worried about, especially when it comes to pork and other animals, is animal-foreign diseases. We saw it with avian bird flu. We surely don't want African swine fever. But what we're working on is to make sure that if it does happen in the U.S., that it's regionalized. And we want our administration to make sure that we're selling to the rest of the countries that, you know what, if something happens in Georgia, that should not affect the export market in Iowa. And so we have to create regionalization areas and make sure countries create these trade zones that they can still buy from Iowa if something happens in another part of the nation, whether it be African swine fever or bird flu or whatever it might be. So there's a significant bill out there right now that we're trying to push through the Farm Bill to make sure that happens through this regionalization process.
You know, I failed to ask you the big question. World Pork Expo just wrapped up in Iowa. How's the weather? What are the conditions in your district right now?
Exactly. So last year we had a severe drought. And, you know, we went into this year, we had a great winter, but we're still in drought mode. We've seen some rains here and there, spotty rains. The crops are coming up, corn and soybeans are coming up, but there's a lot of worrying happening right now, especially, you know, that first month. You want that crop to start growing. Right now, that, you know, corn is probably 8 inches right now. Beans are just popping. So, you know, it's very important, and it's concerning to every producer.
The days of having an operation without any precision ag is long gone. Talked to a producer recently who finally, for the first time after 40 years, has a tractor that's precision ag, and he held off as long as he could. But that really is the way of the future, isn't it?
It is. And we saw this at the Farm Progress Show in Boone, Iowa last year is that there's so much new technology out there to add value to the producers, to add value and efficiency. The margins are so thin right now that these producers need that new technology. But the problem is that the technology is so expensive. So we created the Precision Ag Act working with the USDA. So farmers could spend up to $500,000 and get a low-interest loan through the USDA to buy some of this new technology so they could be state-of-the-art and they can collect some of this added value that's out there with this new technology. Again, this is going to be part of the Farm Bill. I'm really excited about it, but we have to continue to work with that producer to get these new technologies in their hands.
You know, we talk about ag, we talk, you know, farming. Farm Bill obviously is extremely important. You're also a member of another committee as well. Ways and Means, and how does that intersect with ag?
Yeah, it's tied so closely together. First of all, Ways and Means handles all trade issues. So we're doing a lot with trade when it comes to Mexico and the corn issue, when it comes to other countries, Taiwan, Japan, and stuff like that, making sure that we have these free trade deals and tariff-free. So we're working with that in Ways and Means, but then it's also the taxation when it comes to like-kind exchange, when it comes to stepped up and basis, all these things that affect the American farmer. So I'm very cognizant. I work very hard to make sure that we protect our producers and making sure that they can continue to have some profitability as they move forward in their operational loans.
It's so good to see you. Wish you the best, not only here in Congress this session, but tonight, baseball. Come back and see us.
Tony, always great to be on with you.
Again, it's the Honorable Randy Feenstra, who represents the 4th Congressional District of Iowa and joins us on today's Agribusiness Report.